October 2nd, 2006, English translation.
The Buddhist site today is Ram Vijay. Ram Dasmi. Ram Vijay Dasmi. So this day, Ram, the Shakti Sita was stolen. So then Hanuman was sent to find out where is Sita. Hanuman went to Lanka and brought back the hair jewel of Sita. So when he brought back to Sita, back to Ram, then Ram became very happy, and he collected all the monkey army headed by Sugriva, and on this day he began his journey towards Lanka to defeat Ravana. Also, the day is very important because the day is the appearance of Sri Madhvacharya. So Pujapati Maharaj spoke very nicely his life and teachings. So inside Sri Madhvacharya there is three personalities: Hanuman, Bhimsen, and Parvadevata, or Vayudev. Therefore, Sri Madhvacharya was possessed not only with great knowledge of the Shastra, but with great physical strength also. So Pujapati Tirtha Maharaj told one story. When Sri Madhvacharya was taking bath towards South India, that time one boat became stuck on one sandbank. So Sri Madhvacharya, he helped the captain of the boat to escape by pushing the boat off the sandbank. That captain was very much happy and said, "I want to give you something." So inside the boat, acting as ballast, was some huge pieces of gopi chandan. So Sri Madhvacharya was given that, and it cracked open, and inside was one very beautiful deity of Nitya Gopal, one dancing form of Prajnanandan Krishna. That deity was so heavy, even 20 persons could not carry it. But Madhvacharya carried that on his head and took towards Udupi. Also, more important are his conceptions. We see Madhvacharya always like this with his hands. He's not giving big signs. He is establishing his siddhanta of Sudha Dvaita, or pure dualism. So, in brief, our Vedic conception is divided into two. Those who support Bhakti Vaj, established by Sri Vyasadeva, who wrote Uttara Mamsa. And secondly, those established by Sri Sankaracharya, who established a Kevala Dvaita. So at that time, Sri Sankaracharya, because Bodha had preached against Varnashram and against the Vedas, because the caste Brahmanas were using the Vedas on the excuse of killing innocent animals, therefore Buddha defeated the Vedas and destroyed castes and brought this Varnashram in India. That time, acting on the order of Lord Vishnu, Sri Sankaracharya, he performed the great task of re-establishing the Vedas, but instead of establishing Krishna as the ultimate objective, he established Mukti, or Kevala Dvaita. That time, our four Acharyas of Kali Yuga, who represent the four Vaishnava Sampradaya, Sri Brahma Rudra Sanaka Vaishnava Chiti Pavana, Sampradaya Vihina Mantrastu Nishvalam Bhavet. Padma Puran describes these four Vaishnava Sampradayas purify the world. Any knowledge, any mantra taken outside this parampara is to be considered useless. So especially in Kali Yuga, the four Vaishnava Acharyas have established bhakti, and they have their four different conceptions. In the Sri Sampradaya came Sri Ramanujacharya, who established his philosophy of Vishishta Advaita, or specialized monism. Then came Sri Madhvacharya. Today is his appearance day. He established the philosophy of Sudha Dvaita, pure dualism. Then coming in the line of Sri Rudra comes Sri Vishnu Swami, who established Sudha Advaita, pure monism. And then came, following in the Sampradaya from the four Kumaras, Sri Nimbaditya, who established Swabhavik Bhedabhe, natural oneness and difference. And our Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the essence of all four and made his perfect conception of Achintya Bhedabhe. So, in amongst all these there is some little difference, but generally all accept the idea of Brahma Parinambhava. that Bhagavan himself transforms to become this universe and to become the jiva. But especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the essence of this and established Shakti Padanamba. That Bhagavan himself has no transformation, but his Shakti has transformation. His Antaranga Shakti transforms and manifests the Chit Jagat, the Vaikuntha world. His Jiva Shakti manifests the Jivas, and his Maya Shakti manifests this material world. So especially in the idea of Achintya Veda Veda, in Sri Jagadama Thakur Bhaktivinoda establishes that prominence must be given to the difference between Bhagavan and his energy, especially the Jiva. So to establish very strongly the eternal difference between Bhagavan and his energy, Sri Madhvacharya established five Vedas, five differences. These differences are all eternal. There is eternal and existing difference between Bhagavan and the Jiva. There is eternal difference between Bhagavan and Maya. There is eternal difference between Maya and Jiva. There is eternal difference between one Jiva and another Jiva. And there is eternal difference between Maya and Maya. Jar and jar. For example, like snowflakes, there are millions of snowflakes, but not even one snowflake looks like another snowflake. Therefore, there is difference there. Pujapati Maya gave a nice example. If you mix mud and water, then the foolish person will say, oh, they have mixed together, they have become one. But no. The molecules of water and the molecules of mud are always different, even though it appears they have mixed together. If we do not accept, if Madhvacharya is very strongly established, especially on his commentaries on the Srimad Bhagavatam, his different commentaries on the Upanishads, and especially his special contribution is his commentary on the Sri Vedanta Sutra. Most people, because of misunderstanding the true intention of Shankaracharya, they think, oh, the ultimate goal of life is mukti, where the Jivatma emerges or becomes in with Bhagavan, with Brahma. But this is not true, because we must always accept three eternal things, sevya, and sevak. We accept the three eternal substances. Bhagavan, who is the enjoyer of seva, the Jivatma, who is the performer of seva, and the loving exchange between Bhagavan and the Jiva as seva. Therefore, Vaishnavas always accept these three things. The Maya bodies do not accept. The Kevala Dvaita bodies do not accept. They think, soham, we are also Brahma, we are also Bhagavan. But this is not true. Srimadvacharya established very correctly and strongly what is real mukti. Vishnu Angri Lavda Iti Mukti. The attainment of the feet of Vishnu and the service of the feet of Vishnu is real mukti. Srimadvacharya established there is no difference between Bhagavan and the Jiva. The Jivas are of two types. One is conditioned Jiva, conditioned by Maya. And the second is the liberated soul who achieved service to the feet of Bhagavan in their eternal swarup. Srimadvacharya established that Bhagavan cannot be attained by the paths of karma and jnana. Karma and jnana give separate results. That Bhagavan cannot be achieved by Visuddha Bhakti, by pure devotion. He established that when the Vedanta Sutra indicates Brahma, that does not indicate Nirvishesh Nirakar Brahma. But Brahma means Brihad Vastu, which is the biggest of the biggest. There he gave evidences from the different shastras. That Brahma or Bhagavan is never without qualities. He always has Satchidananda Vigraha. He has an eternal form made of eternality, knowledge and bliss. He is never without qualities. He is never without energies. Natasikara karanam cha vidyate. Therefore the Upanishads establish Bhagavan is never without Shakti. He always is there with his eternal energy. Also the Upanishads have described Apani Pado Janavo Grihate Pasanti Achakshu Na Sasvinoti Akana. He has no eyes, but he sees everything. He has no ears, but he hears everything. Savetyam Veti, Nanchatasya Veta. Nobody can know him. Only by his mercy he is understood. Therefore, when the scriptures describe Bhagavan to be Nirvishesh, to be Nirgun, Nirkar, it is establishing that he has no material form, no material name, no material activity, no material pastime. Most Mayavadis consider that when Bhagavan takes a material form in this world, then he is called Sagun Brahma. But the real form of the Lord is Nirvishesh Brahma, Brahm. But this is completely false. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Abhijananti Pambuddha Madhusamdeya Mashtata Parambrahma Janato Mama Bhutta Maheshwaram. Krishna says very strongly in Gita, those fools think that I have assumed a temporary material form, but they are Abhijananti Mambuddha. Krishna says, I say they are foolish, because Parambrahma Janati, they do not know that I am the Supreme Absolute Truth, Mama Bhutta Maheshwaram, and the Supreme Controller of all living entities. Therefore, Sri Jiva Goswami has quickly described Ekameva Padamam Tattvam, that Supreme Lord is one, Krishna, but he is manifest in four different ways. He is manifest like the sun, the mandal around the sun, the rays coming from the sun, and the shadow. The shadow. In the same way, Bhagavan is present, Swayam Bhagavan, he is like the sun. The mandal around the sun is like his different incarnations. The rays coming from Krishna is the jiva, it is jiva shakti. And the shadow, which has its dependence upon the sun, is nothing else but maya. Therefore, Srimad Bhaktivinoda was saying, that Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda said, we are much indebted to Srimad Bhaktivinoda because by his establishment of Shastra, he gave the foundation for our philosophy of the Gaudiya Vaishnava. Sri Achintya Bheda Bhed. Therefore, our Sampradaya is known as Sri Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Means because Krishna gave all knowledge to Brahmaji, Brahmaji gave to Nada, Nada gave to Vyasa, and Sri Madhvacharya took direct Diksha and took all knowledge of the Shastra from Sri Vyasadeva directly in Himalaya. So we are known as Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. Thank you.